Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 8th verse. Durapurena kamena mohena chavariyasa kesam grihesu saktasya pramatasya payatihi. And translation, persons with uncontrolled mind and senses become more and more attached in family life on account of never satiable lusty desires, which are very strong. The balanced 10 years of life of such madmen is also wasted because they cannot engage themselves in devotional service.
Durapurena kamena mohena sabaliyasa setam dhesu saptasya pavaktasya apajatihi. So, our nasty desires, sense gratification, cannot be satisfied even throughout the whole life. The account is being given of the whole life, 100 years. So, out of 100 years, 50 years wasted by sleeping, 20 years wasted by playing like boy and young man, and 20 years as old man, diseased, invalidated, a balanced 10 years. Because 90 years he has been so much attached to materialistic way of life, naturally the balance 10 years, say some, he cannot utilize any other way. He can simply engage himself in that lusty desire for material existence. So, durapurena kamena, in this connection, there is a very instructive story, this fact, that the Emperor Akbar, he inquired from his minister, he had one very big minister, I forget this name. What is
Birbal?
Birbal, maybe. Yes. So how long one remains in lusty desire? This was Emperor Agamur's question. And the minister replied, up to the last point of death. So Akbar did not believe it. Akbar says, no. How it can be? So the minister said, all right, I shall reply, try. So one day, all of a sudden, he approached the emperor and said, sir, you immediately be ready to come with me, with your young daughter. So Akbar, he knew that this minister is very intelligent and that is some purpose. He went with him and he took him to a person who was going to die. And the minister asked the emperor, that you kindly study the man who is going to die on his face. Swami Agarwalasa and his young daughter was entering. The dying man was seen to the face of the young girl. So, Akbar, after all his emperor, he could study. Yes, this was what he said, that up to the last night of death, his desire is there to see the face of a young girl. This is called Durapurena. It is never fulfilled. This attraction of man and woman in family life continues. The other day, one devotee came to me and he was almost crying that my wife is suffering and she may not leave. So kindly give me some blessing. Before the death of his wife, because there was nothing serious, the wife had said, kindly her husband, I may not be very long with you. And he's so disturbed that he's thinking my wife may die at any moment. So this is the position. This is not very extraordinary thing. This attraction of man and woman. This is material bond. Therefore it is said, durapurena kami, no? This lusty desire is never full, enough to the point of death. And what is the nature of this lusty desire? Moha, illusion. It is not fair, there is no substance, but it is there, that's a fact. The example is given, just like in dream, somebody is touching my face and I am crying. Actually, there is no man touching my head. My head is there. Still, I am suffering by such thoughts. This is called moha. Actually, there is no fact. But on account of being entangled in three stages of pollution, the pollution is the intellect. The intelligence is polluted in three ways. Jagriti, sapna, and susupti. Jagriti means, just like we are now awake, we are not sleeping. This is one state. And another state, at night when you go to sleep, and in sleep we dream. That is another stage. And the another stage is susupti. So deeply, just like if a man is intoxicated or chloroform during surgical operation, he does not understand that surgical instruments are being applied on my body. He remains silent. This is another stage. So these three stages are there for polluting our intellect. Indrani pararahu, indriyambha paramalaha, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhistu za paro shaw. The soul is beyond all this. Actions and reactions. But because this living entity soul is covered by so many gross and subtle elements, he is unnecessarily suffering. Also the suffering is temporary. All these sufferings are temporary. Nothing endures. But the suffering is therefore, it has been advised by the Shabda, Nathadhumanne jato atmana ayam asannati te sadai asabhuha. The whole world people is suffering on account of this different circumstantial position. The three gunas and the mind being polluted with these three stages, jagriti, sapna, sushupti, and so many things. They are described, 24 elements, on account of the passing of the soul, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. But in the head, the he, the real spirit soul is packed up within the body in so many incomes. So our so-called pleasure and pains in this material world, they are artificial. They are not factual on account of being packed with so many material things. That's what is called moho, illusion. This is not fact. So, if one is serious about spiritual advancement, then he should not, first of all, he must know what is my position, how I am practicing with all these 24 elements. Of course, due to our habit, we are sometimes subjected to this pains and pleasure. Still, Krishna says that you do not become disturbed by this so-called artificial pains and pleasure. Matras for Sasukonti, Sitasna Sukhadukhada. It's like we are powering because it is soul. But actually, as spirit soul, I am not affected. Asangayam Purusha, the Leda, it is said. The soul is unaffected with its material condition. Several times we have given this example that a person has got a good car and it is somehow broken and he becomes upset because his car, although he knows that I am not this car, but his thoughts being absorbed by the attraction of the car, when the car is broken, but somewhere or other, he becomes almost unconscious. So this is due to our attachment. The spiritual life means how to get out of this attachment. This is spiritual life. We are, now what is wrong if we are attached? The wrong is that in so long we remain attached to these temporary, illusory things, he'll not be able to get out of. That is the whole point. Therefore, Krishna has said, matras par sastu kumpu. These pains and pleasure, he due to this scheme. It is not real. But because you are attached to the skin and bone, therefore you feel sometimes pain and pleasure. But that will not endure. Let us call her. Call her. That is spiritual. Tamasha. That is called tamasha. When one can learn how to tolerate this temporary so-called pain and pleasure, then he has. So, if one is simply attached to this pain and pleasure of material skin and bone, then how he can be free from the material condition of life. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is described. It has to be, Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that spiritual life should begin from very childhood. Kumaro asare pragnya dharma bhavata. Otherwise, that attachment will continue and you will never be able to give up this attachment. And the spirit, material condition of life, the accepting one body, bhutta bhutta puliyate, accepting one body and accepting another body, this will continue. But the real business of human life is to end this materialistic way of life, that die and again take Dharma, Dharma Mr. Jarabhaji, to be implicated in these four things, then our sufferings will never end. This is spiritual life. Spiritual life means to end the sufferings of material existence. That is called love. Dharma and Bhagavat. Durlava Mahārasana Dharma. So, in the human form of life, the children should be trained up to spiritual life. That is the duty of the father and mother. Griheshu Sapta. If one remains attached to family life, then Griheshu Sapta Pramatta. Pramatta means to remain attached to this family life means marriage. Means marriage. It is very difficult to understand this madness, especially in this age, Kaligu, because they have very little knowledge. Manda, sumanna matayu, manna bhagya, upadhuta. The position of the people at the present age, Kaligu, they are all bad. Nobody is good. Manda, or very slow. They do not know what is the aim of life. How to fulfill the goal of life. Manda. And Manda Matayo, and if somebody is interested, they will manufacture some rascal. Manda Matayo. And everyone is manda bhagya. Unfortunate means that they got this opportunity, human life, to end all the problems of life, but they will not take care of manda bhagya. And besides that, upadhuta, embarrassed by so many difficulties, especially the men in Kali Yuga will be harassed by insufficient supply of foodstuff and taxation by the government. This is the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the food price is increasing daily. Nobody knows where it will end. This is called again. People will not get armed to beg from door to door and leave arms and begging. This will not be possible. Nobody will give up. Suppose there is 10 rupees kilo rice, and if a sannyasi goes, he grihastha, give me some arm right. They will consider in terms of price. So much price I have to give. And this is 2 rupees worth given forever. God. So, good week. This is called good week. Even begging is very difficult. Begging is the last phase of life you hold. But you will not be able to beg. This is the age of Kali. Yudvikha karapurita gacchanti dhirikanadam hatshanya garajavinam gacchanti. People will be so much embarrassed that now they are not voluntarily giving up the family life, but he is forced to give up. Akshinna dharadavu. Dharam is wife and dominam is money. The whole world is going on this basis. Woman and money. So dharadavu. He will be forced to give. Akshinna dharadavu. Akshanti ji. So on the whole, this age is very, very difficult to live peacefully. It is not possible. It is material life is always full of difficulty, especially in this age. So, people should be given instruction and training how to give up this materialistic way of life. The pramatta word is used in this object instruction also. Nūnam pramatta kurite dharma. Pramatta. Everyone is mad. That's a fact. Some years ago, one man was condemned to death, and he pleaded that when I committed this murder, I was mad. So, he was examined. He was to be examined by the civil surgeon. And the civil surgeon, when he came to the court, he said, "My Lord, so far my experience goes, everyone is mad. So why do you ask me to examine this man? He is to become madman and be excused for being mad. Then you can do so. But my opinion is, everyone is mad, morally." So this statement is also confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita. And all these factors. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is said, Pishati paile jana motichanna hoy. Mayagrasta jiver sei jatha upajo. Mayagrasta ji. Those who are in this material world, as God, the materialistic thought, they are just like a man haunted by the ghost. Pishati paile janam bhutchalva. So, all this materialistic way of life, based on money and lusty desire, is madness. Nūnam pramatta kurute vikata. An account of madness. Just when madman does not know what he is doing. Similarly, any materialistic person without Krishna consciousness is a madman. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Navara guskutanam mulha prabhadvante narathama maya apuritam jnana asuri bhavana. One cannot understand Krishna consciousness because he is mad, he is lusted. Why? Duskritino, on account of sinful activities. Therefore, what is this position? Naradha, the lowest of the mankind. Then he is educated, maya abhutagyan. His so-called education has no law, because his real knowledge has been taken. Real knowledge is that is given in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Real knowledge is that I am not this body. But everyone is working on the body concept of life. Therefore, they are all mad. Pramattasya griheshu saptasya. Because he is madman, therefore he is so much attached. So he has to unfurl. Just go to the opposite. Attachment, then I shall finish all my attachment. No. You cannot give up your attachment. Because that is the symptom of life. You cannot be free from attachment. But the attachment has to be turned to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna advises Sri Bhagavad Gita. Maya saptamana prasa yogam jinjana malasa. Asam usayam samagrama dasagasasutachino. The seventh chapter. Krishna is giving lessons. How to become unattached to this material. Maya saptamana. If you increase your attachment for Krishna, if you become perfectly Krishna conscious, then it is possible to be detached. Param Krishna Matta. Your attachment gets better and better. Krishna consciousness means attachment for the best. We have got attachment. We have got attachment for our family, for our home, for our children, for our wife, for our society, for our nation, for our country, and so on, so on, so on, so on. So many. Attachment is there. But with these attachments, griheshu saptasya, if you keep your attachment for these things, then you will never be free from this material condition of life. Therefore, you have to convert or divert your attachment to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement means we have got attachment. But we have got attachment from false things, temporary things. And if we divert our attachment, that is bhakti. Bhakti does not mean that you give up your living function. Attachment is a function of living being. Living being is attached to his family, wife, children, because he is living being. So living being cannot give up attachment. But if we continue our attachment for this false and temporary materialistic way of life, then we will never be free from this bondage of material condition. Therefore, you have to divert your attachment for Krishna. Maya saptama. This is yoga. How to divert your attachment for Krishna? It's very easy. It's not difficult. Therefore, the training is according to Shastra and in the structure of spiritual master, the printing. Right, early in the morning, just like a man. Not a man, not thousands and millions of men at the present moment. Because he has got attachment for the family. He rises at 4 o'clock. And prepares himself to catch the train at 6 o'clock to reach Calcutta or Bombay at 10 o'clock and attend the office. From 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, he has taken so much changing. I've seen in New York also, they're coming from the other island and waiting for the bus, waiting for the ferry steamer, and so many hours waited to reach the office. And he walks in the office for 4 or 5 hours, then again he takes his travel from there, so many miles away. Why he is taking so much travel? Family attachment. And so the people have not that he has no attachment. He has not attachment. But this attachment, the same 4 o'clock, rising early in the morning, for Krishna's Mangalarti. This is Daivata, avatar. But he will not able. When he has got to go to office for earning his livelihood, he will automatically rise and go to the office. Because the attachment is strong. But in the temple, the rule is that you must take a hat before 4 and 5 years old. Then we have to ring the bell 300 times to see your sleep. This has to be practiced. This has to be practiced. If you want to divert your attention, the same problem. But because we have no attachment for Krishna, we have to be forced. Never mind. Still, we have to continue this. Maya sattva. We increase attachment for Krishna. Maya sattva manasra. We have to train our mind how to become attached to Krishna. This is bhakti. The business is the same. But we have to be trained now for increase our attachment for Krishna. Not that we have to bring a separate attack. It has to be cleansed. That how the attachment should be utilized. That is described in the Narada Kuntala. Sarvapadhi dhinim muktam kasparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Now, our attachment is covered by designation. I am the head of this family. I have to do this. I have to earn this money. I have to do that. I have to do that. This is upadhi. Because upadhi means, just like you are designated with some title, DA, or some Ramadhu or some Saral. There are so many designations. So that is designation. Real, that is not really. Similarly, our this designation, I am the head of this family, I am the Brahman, I am the Sudra, I am American, these are all designations. Actually, it has no reality on account of material contamination. So we have to clean these designations. Then our original attachment for Krishna will occur. This is to come. Consciousness is there, attachment is there, but it is being covered by so many designations. Then when you give up this designation, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that you get some extraordinary position. Mukti means to become free from these material diseases. It is said, attachment, diversion of attachment to Krishna. So this is the consciousness movement means nothing. Everything is there. It has to be purified by diverting the same thing for Krishna. It's like we are not feeling for raising children. Attachment. It is attachment. So what Mother Yashoda is saying? She is attached to Krishna. And that is Vrindavan. The same thing in otherwise. Vrindavan life means so all attachment for Krishna. Mother Yashoda is attached to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is attached to Krishna. The cowherd boys are attached to Krishna. The cats and cows are attached to Krishna. Sadarani is attached to Krishna. The trees are attached to Krishna. The flowers are attached to Krishna. the water is attached to Krishna, and that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means this central attachment is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So if you can create the central attachment for Krishna, then you can create Vrindavan anywhere. Any family, any society, any country, just make the point of attachment Krishna and it is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. That is Krishna power. Thank you very much.